On October 3rd, Quebecers came together to cast their vote in the provincial election here in Quebec. In Bromissisqua, Isabelle Charest has officially been sworn in as the MNA for our region for another term. She is also designated with the responsibility as being the Minister of Sports, Recreation, and Outdoors for another term. She sits down with CIDI for a follow-up interview to chat with us about her first steps as our representative and some of the projects and initiatives she plans on getting off the ground here in our region. Isabelle, thank you so much for being here with us. You must be so thrilled to be taking on a second term here in Bromissisqua as our MNA and the Minister of Sports.
Yes, absolutely. I keep saying that this is the best county in the province, and it feels very special to be representing the citizens of Bromissisqua and to pursue the work we've started 4 years ago. So, very thrilled about this mandate.
Now that you're heading into your second term, may I ask what is something that you plan on doing differently this time around that you may not have done in your previous term?
Well, I think I'm pretty happy with the way we've been working, and I think the fact that we're so present on the field and we're so accessible, it's been noticed and it's been said many times that people recognize that. So for sure, I'm going to pursue that and making sure that we're available for citizens, for municipality, for promoters, for enterprises in the county to be able to provide with information, with the help in whatever they have problem with, and when making sure that they have access to the programs, and so that we're going to keep on doing that. Of course, we've had 2 years of pandemic that kind of put a hold on stuff we were trying to develop, but I think now we're heading to a new mandate, and pretty excited about that.
Great. Now, what are some of the first steps you plan on taking as our MNA, or steps that you have already taken here in the region to ensure that those who are living here have the quality of life that they're looking for?
Yeah, of course, we have challenges with a bunch of stuff. We're still working on having access to a doctor with the guichet d'accès première ligne, the primary care access point. So we're still working on that, on making sure that it works well, and again, that people have access to a doctor, and making sure that their health problems are taken care of. Still working on the daycare services. Still working on the water problem that we have in the region. Again, working on internet haute vitesse as well, that we've have problems with having access to. So we're still working on that. On labor shortage, that's a problem that we have in Bromissisqua as well as in the entire province. But it limits the access we have to services. So a bunch of stuff like that. And again, making sure that we're there for everyone that has a project or has issues with the program.
Would you like to highlight some important projects that you're working on for the community here? I know our listeners would maybe like to have a little bit more details about that. I don't know if you already have specific projects that you're working on.
Well, I was mentioning daycare services. I'm not sure if you're aware of, but the city of Broome Lake has opened a new daycare service in the community, and this is very interesting, and I'm interested in seeing how it develops, because we know this is something that has been asked for by many citizens, and it's going to help the labor shortage as well, because if the families have access to daycare, then they can go back to work. So this is something that we're working on in the region, and with that example of a positive experience that we have in Broome Lake, that other municipalities can have access to that. We have a project with the community center in Sutton, for instance. Cowansville, we have residents as well for the community, and a bunch of projects that we're working on.
Great. You were also sworn in as the Minister of Sports again for another term. So can you speak to us a little bit about that and your role and what you hope to contribute at the regional and provincial level?
Yes. For me, the goal with that mandate is really to give access to the community, to infrastructures, to opportunities to be active. We're going to be developing more CEPAC parks offered, for an instance, is going to develop further. So this in the region as well, working with the municipality to make sure that they have access to infrastructure. I'm going to be working on the reform of the law on security in sport. So that's something very active on to make sure that athletes have access to a secure sport environment. Still working on making sure that the sporting experience is positive for everyone, because we know how important it is to be active, to be healthy, and to be physically healthy, and to be mentally healthy. So working on that.
Are there any recreational projects here in Bromissisquad that you would like to highlight? Like, are there any infrastructures that are going in some of the communities around here? Are there any projects that you're getting off the ground here for your citizens?
Yes, we're going to have, we're going to see in the next 4 years, because we've, in the campaign, we've mentioned that we will provide with the $1.5 billion for infrastructure. So, of course, I want to make sure that the Bromissisquad take good part of that money to make sure they have the infrastructure, quality infrastructure for their residents. We've had projects that were accepted in the last mandate, but we've seen the cost of construction increasing. So we want to make sure that those projects come to life. So I'm working with the city of Cowanville, for an instance, with the pool and all that, to make sure that this is coming to life. Again, we mentioned that we want to increase the numbers of parks, and we want to increase the numbers of protected areas. So this in the region, of course, we're going to be focusing on that. And again, we'll see in the next 4 years how the projects are come to life. But we're gonna be there to accompany everybody that has a project in that regard.
Now, I wasn't sure if there was anything else you would like to mention, Isabel, that you think would be important for your county to be aware of.
Well, of course, I want to mention that anybody that needs help with issues with, I don't know, with the SAAQ, with the Revenu Québec, with whatever program that are available, make sure that you contact us. Contact the office. We're there for you, and we're there to provide information and help for whatever issues you may have.
Well, thank you so much, Isabel, for taking the time. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.